Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Have you written to me yet? This week, I am reminding you of the opportunity you have each day to drop me an email or a letter and let me know how this teaching here on Definition is impacting you. I'd enjoy hearing from you, and I am easy to get. Just go to godisministry.org and click the link marked Contact. It's that easy. In our discussion on the love of God, I drew us into this by sharing my story of really wrestling with how God could love me. What I have done is to show you from the Bible how God shows his love to me. I have cited Romans 5:8 to counter my objection that God could not love a sinner such as I am. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrated his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And then I cited John 17:23 to counter my objection that God could not love me because my earthly father does not love me. In John 17:23, Jesus prays, "You sent me and loved them, even as you have loved me." What I take from this is, God loves Jesus, God the Father loves Jesus the Son, and God loves Christians in the same way God loves Christ. Let me say that again. God loves Christians in the same way God loves Christ. Therefore, since I am a Christian, God loves me with the same love God loves Christ. I never had a father who loved me until God, my Father, loved me. And now I know that I am loved. I never had a father who used his words to tell me I am loved. I never had a father who showed any love towards me until God. He is my Abba, Father, my Papa, and my Dad. And he loves me. While I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. Now that's love. And God loves Christians in the same way God loves Christ. Now that's love. Like the Christians at Rome, I am the beloved of God. This is my story. This is my song. I praise my Savior all the day long. I cannot put into words how grateful I am each day and night that I am loved by God. I consider this to be a miracle. People give their reasons for why they look forward to heaven. Mine is this: in heaven, my loving Heavenly Father will embrace me, and I will live forever in the safety and security of his grip of unending love. I will never be unloved ever again. How about you, my friend? Do you know in a very intimate and personal way the love of God for you? If not, I offer you Christ. I offer only Christ. If you want to receive the love of God, write to me, would you? I want to tell you a lot more from my personal experience and from the Bible. And then join me tomorrow for the Friday edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.